President-elect Nana Akufo-Addo has condemned attacks on supporters of the NDC after the results of the elections were announced. According to Nana Akufo-Addo, this should be a time for reconciliation and not a period for victimization or violence. He was speaking at the NPP Thanksgiving service at the Accra Sports Stadium and appreciated President Mahama for calling to concede. This is said was remarkable and saved Ghana from what the Gambia is experiencing currently. Here's a report by our team of correspondents, Brighton Trauma, Mercy Darkon, and Doreen Ampofo.
Nana Akufo-Addo, his wife Rebecca, Dr. Muhammadu Bawumia, and his wife Samira were all clad in white to signify victory with a touch of red, blue, and white colors of the party. The atmosphere became jubilant when Nana Akufo-Addo was ushered on stage to take the third Bible reading from the Psalms.
Amen!
The president-elect, in his appreciation speech, Amen! Condemns the post-election violence. He asked supporters of the party to rather reconcile with the opposing parties.
We are grateful to God for preserving the peace of our nation through this election, despite the fears and apprehension of many citizens. We conducted ourselves largely peacefully. I do recognize that there have been some instances of misconduct and altercations that should not have happened. Such behavior is unbecoming of us. I call on all Ghanaians to act with kindness, generosity, and magnanimity towards one another, and to forgive anyone who may have wronged or hurt you.
Nanado thanked God, Ghanaians, and supporters of the NPP for the resounding victory. He said the party's campaign slogan, "The battle is the Lord's," wasn't just a mere statement, but an affirmation of the party's belief in God.
When we began our campaign, we did not say the battle was ours, did we? What did we say? The battle is the Lord's. Did we say we could win the election by ourselves? No. Did we say we were Goliath, clad in intimidating protective armor? No. Did we say we had might? Did we say we had money or gold or silver? We said the battle was the Lord's. We agreed that we were David, small, meek, modest, and without the loud, exaggerated armor of money, except for a small, unthreatening slave. But we kept our heads up and squared our shoulders and set forth with firmness and unwavering conviction. We did not blink. And in Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3, he says, "For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come." And so we knew that the battle was the Lord's.
He paid tribute to party stalwarts, including late former chairman Jake Obechebi Lamte and late Upper East Regional Chairman Adams Mahama, as well as MP for Ebuakwa North J.B. Dankwa Edu and young Kwabena Buedu, who died during the campaign period.
Some of our most loyal companions have not made it to this most famous and emphatic victory. It is sad that Alhaji Aliu Mahama, who so distinguished himself in the office of Vice President of the Republic, could not witness this day. It is heartbreaking that Otanka Obechebi Lamte, my childhood friend, is not here by my side today to savor the moment. It is difficult to accept that Adams Mahama, the dynamic chairman of our party in the Upper East region, is not here with us. It is tragic my cousin and political neighbor, J.B. Dankwa Edu, is not here with us. It is sad that the bubbly Peter Riafiprepra is not here. It is painful that young, bright, hardworking, and cheerful Kwabena Buedu is not here with us.
Nana Akufo-Addo reiterated his pledge to be president for all.
A report by our team of correspondents, Bright and Trauma, Mercy Darkon and Doreen Ampoff.